And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting now. And a deadly shooting following a post-prom gathering in Saginaw has renewed concerns about large unsanctioned events in the city. 17-year-old Dion Wiley, a senior at Saginaw High School, was shot and killed early Friday morning outside of a convenience store, just hours before he was scheduled to receive his diploma. Authorities say the shooting occurred as a large crowd gathered near the store after the Saginaw United prom. A memorial continues to grow near the scene as classmates and community members remember Wiley. His graduation ceremony went on Tuesday at the Dow Event Center, where students honored their fallen classmate. Police say officers had already responded to the area because of the crowd and were conducting a traffic stop nearby when gunfire had erupted. The incident comes as city officials prepare for upcoming unsanctioned outdoor gatherings being promoted on social media. Saginaw police say events such as the planned Freaknik gatherings at Memorial Park are not permitted and lack organized security, entrance, or official oversight. Residents who have experienced previous events say they are concerned about reoccurring violence, traffic disruptions, and public safety issues. Police are urging people to avoid attending unauthorized gatherings and say additional patrols will be deployed in anticipation of the events. Investigators continue to pursue leads in the shooting and are working to identify and arrest those responsible for Wiley's death. And Michigan State Police also arrested a Saginaw mother and her adult son following an investigation into reports of people carrying firearms near Congress and Mershon Streets on Memorial Day evening. Police say officers initially responded to complaints of armed individuals gathering at home on Congress Street, although no weapons were seen at the scene. Troopers later conducted separate traffic stops in the area and recovered a firearm from one vehicle. During a second stop involving a 20-year-old driver, authorities determined the man was a convicted felon with a suspended license, and investigators say attempted to flee but was quickly taken into custody. Troopers then made contact with the driver's 45-year-old mother at a nearby residence connected to the earlier gathering. After obtaining a search warrant, police searched the home and reportedly recovered multiple handguns, including one firearm that had been reported stolen out of Flint. Both suspects were lodged in the Saginaw County Jail. Authorities say they were awaiting arraignment on charges that included resisting and obstructing police, as well as felony firearm violations. The investigation remains ongoing. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon, I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.